Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module, we'll take a first look at the Link 2010 Managed API. The Link 2010 Managed API is an all-new API with Microsoft Link Server 2010, and it's available in the Link Server 2010 SDK. If you've done development in OCS 2007 R2, you're perhaps familiar with the iMessenger API and the UCC API. Well, the Link API gives you the productivity, or it's as easy to use as the iMessenger API, but it doesn't limit you on what you can do. It provides a much richer set of functionality than the iMessenger API did. And it also gives you the power that you had working with the UCC API, but without all the complexity, for example, where you had to manage your own endpoints. The Link API is used to build the Link controls that you're familiar with, so it's definitely used here throughout the product and throughout the SDK. One of the things you can do with the Link API is automate Link 2010 or automate the Link client, and we'll see how to use automation to do that. You can also build custom Link 2010 clients, so you'll see how we can suppress the Link UI and build our own custom communications clients. One important thing to note is that the Link API requires that Link 2010 or the Link client is installed and running. This is because the Link API uses that connection through the Link client back to the Link server infrastructure. So the trade-off is that you don't need to worry about managing your endpoints or managing your connections, but you need the Link to be running. So let's look at the building blocks of the Link 2010 SDK. We start off with the Link 2010 Managed API, which exposes some functionality to do automation, which we'll look at in this module. And the controls live on top of that. They also leverage all this functionality to start conversations, show the presence of contacts, etc. And as you know, the controls are available in WPF and Silverlight 4. Automation gives us some really easy ways to do some common features or common functionality in our application, such as the ability to start conversations. The key object that you work with here is Link Client, which really represents an instance or the running instance of the Link 2010 client. So you initiate that by setting a module level variable that you keep around your application to the return value of the static getClient method on the Link Client class. And of course, you would either add the using namespace declarations for Microsoft.link.model and just call LinkClient.getClient. Automation is going to give us the functionality to start conversations in different modalities, join a conference, and even do things like add a contact. Because it's called automation, it's automating the Link UI so that you will see the Link UI if appropriate. For example, if you're starting a call, you will see the Link UI come up when you call begin start conversation using automation. To get an instance of automation throughout your application, in this example, we're doing it in a module level variable again. You again call the static get automation method on the Link client class. Begin start conversation is one of those things you can do using automation. So you can start a conversation and specify the participants, the modality, and if applicable, any contextual information that's going to get passed to the conversation. This is now an asynchronous operation as opposed to what it was in using the iMessenger API. So you have to specify a callback that will execute when the conversation starts. You can do some interesting things in the callback, like get a handle to the window that the conversation is in. So how do you do this in code? The begin start conversation method, it will return an iasync result. So you can specify a callback or handle the lambda inline in your code. You'll pass an instance or a set of automation modalities, such as instant messaging or audio. Nothing stopping you from starting a conversation with multiple modalities. You'll pass a list of strings for participant URIs. These are the people who you're starting the conversation with. And for context, we'll take a look at this in more detail later, but you'll pass a list of key value pairs for automation modality settings. This is applicable if you're starting a conversation that's desktop share, for example. You can pass the parameter which monitor you'd like to share, or perhaps if you're sharing an application, the process ID of the application. And you'll see these in more detail in the demo. So you can also specify a callback that will execute when the begin start conversation operation finishes, or you can write a lambda inline to handle that. And Most of the time here, we're not using state, but in this particular case, if you pass automation in as the state of the call, you can use that to get a handle to the conversation and the conversation window in the callback. So we have access to various automation modalities. So these are types of calls or types of modalities that we can use to start calls. We have instant message, audio, video, application sharing, or desktop sharing, monitor sharing, or even the ability to transfer a file as part of a conversation. Let's take a look at a simple example of using automation in a WPF application. Here we have a simple WPF application that allows me to start an IM, audio, desktop sharing, and file transfer conversation with my secondary lab user. I'll also show you how to dock the conversation window directly into the WPF application so that it appears as part of the application. First things first, though, to use all the functionality provided by automation, we need to get an instance of automation into the application. So I'll assign this module level underscore automation variable, which is of type Microsoft.link.model.extensibility.automation, to the return value of the static get automation method of the link client class. Now that we have that, let's use it to start an IM conversation. So there's a pattern here regardless of the type of conversation you're starting. First thing you'll do is create this context data dictionary, which is a dictionary of automation modality settings and their values. Here we'll say we'd like the first instant message to come from the instant message text box in the WPF application and that it should be sent immediately. So when I execute this code, the message will be injected into the IM conversation directly. And to start an IM conversation, we'll just call the asynchronous begin start conversation method on automation. This is the modality that we're starting the conversation in. These are the participants. This is the context data dictionary from here. This is the asynchronous callback. And note that we're passing the automation instance as the state of the asynchronous operation. Let's take a peek at this start conversation callback. So this implements the iasync result pattern, and we'll implement the rest of this later. But just to point out that we're checking that the asynchronous operation is completed, and then we'll take action. One thing to point out, too, is that the Link SDK includes documentation about how these automation modality settings map to automation modalities. So it only makes sense to include IM-specific automation modality settings when starting an IM message. And you can take a look at the SDK documentation for how these map. If you add a automation modality setting that doesn't apply to the automation modality, the begin start conversation method will throw an exception. So starting an audio conversation is pretty simple. In this specific example, we don't have any context data, so we'll just say this is an audio conversation and everything else is the same. Desktop sharing is also pretty easy to do. We'll just add an automation modality setting of shared desktop and pass that to the begin start conversation method. There's some other automation modality settings specific to application sharing. You can specify an application using its process ID, also a specific monitor on your system that you'd like to share out. And starting a file transfer conversation is as easy as just telling which file it is and starting the conversation. So back in our start conversation callback, remember that we passed the instance of automation as the state of the asynchronous operation. So what does that get us? Well, here's the state of the asynchronous operation. We'll cast it as automation because we know it's of that type. And we'll call the end start conversation. And notice that this returns a conversation window object. So we're able to get a handle to the conversation window that was just created when this conversation was started. So we have this window. Let's wire up some events for it. We know we need to handle the needs size changed event and the needs attention event. Let's take a peek at their implementations. In the needs size changed event, we'll just resize the window accordingly if it needs to be resized. So if you add a modality to a conversation, the window height will increase, so we'll resize that. And when a window needs attention, we'll just set focus to it. And finally, we can dock the conversation window into the WPF application. simple as calling .doc on the conversation window and specifying the Windows Forms host or the handle of the Windows Forms host to dock the window in. Let's take a look at that in the XAML. We're using some Windows interop here, or some Windows Forms interop, to have a Forms panel control that will dock the conversation window in. Then undocking the conversation window is as simple as calling undock. Let's run this and take a look. So let me start a conversation with Sean. Notice that the message was interjected directly into the IM conversation because I used the send first instant message immediately automation modality. And here's Sean's desktop. She received the call. Start an audio call. Let me mute my microphone first. Now let's do a desktop sharing call. You can see that Sean and I are in a desktop sharing session right now. And then let's take a look at a file transfer. So I'll specify a file and transfer it to Sean. She can accept the transfer and save it to the desktop. Let's go back and send her an IM so we can demonstrate conversation window docking. So notice here in my desktop that I have the link process and another conversation window here. If I dock this conversation window into the application, it no longer appears as a separate window in my taskbar. And notice that the Chrome of the window is also gone. So it's integrated right into the application. I can undock it, dock it again. In this session, we took a first look at the Microsoft Link 2010 Managed API and at using automation to very easily start conversations in different modalities.